Welcome to the Fantasy NASCAR Podcast, brought to you by RaceForThePrize.com. We're talking All-Star Open. We're looking at some bets. Happy Friday morning to you. Hey, let's get these bets in now, before qualifying, before practice, and the odds change, because there's some bets that I really like. And you can see on the screen right now, I like Haley and Cindric with pretty good payouts. So, TLDR, that's where I'm leaning, but I'm going to explore the stats, going to look deeper into it. Hey, where do you get these stats? RaceForThePrize.com. $15 for the rest of May. I'll give you North Wilkesboro. I'll throw in the Memorial Day weekend races. Memorial Day weekend, what a blast it is. Wall-to-wall racing, trucks, Xfinity, Cup, F1 in Monaco at 9 a.m., Indy 500. Oh, by the way, you're probably barbecuing, cooking hot dogs, hanging with the kids, getting wasted. You might be, you might not be. No, it's family time, guys. Hey, I'm just drinking a couple Millers. Yeah, you're pounding the IPAs, and that's okay. And guess what? You can do that. If you use the Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet, RaceForThePrize.com, save you a lot of time so you can have fun on Memorial Day weekend. And you can occasionally pull out the laptop or the iPad and flip over to the spreadsheet, look at the stats, and make some DFS picks, make some bets. It's real simple. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, $15 my way. I share the sheets. And then you're on your way. Saves you time, makes it easy, and you're going to want to have that extra time. Even if you're not getting wasted. Hey, you get the spreadsheet for $15. That saves you time, and now you can eat yourself probably 15 more glizzies, as they call them, or whatever that's all about. Hot dogs, hamburgers, potato chips, taters. I don't know. Enjoy your weekend. All right, so who we like? We like Haley. We like Cindric. Let's dive into the stats for the All-Star Open race on Saturday night. Again, I would put these bets in before practice and qualifying. Obviously, before qualifying. Once we get a grid at a short track, you're probably going to have a pretty good idea who's going to win the race. Not always going to be the case if we look at last year's open race, but they are definitely going to influence the market, and these odds are going to change. I cannot believe they still stand where they stand. I cannot believe we're getting Justin Haley at 8,000. I tweeted this out yesterday. Still there. Jump on it. Austin Cindric at 5,000. Jump on it. Like, what are you looking? Look at the field. I mean, yeah, it's a decent field with Ty Gibbs and Bubba Wallace and Chase Briscoe, but it's the open, guys. It's not a regular all. It's not the all-star race. Yeah, Gibbs should be a favorite. Bubba Wallace should be a favorite. But it's a short track and a short race. It's not like this is going to be a 300-mile intermediate track race where Gibbs laps the field. They're going to be close the entire time. They're going to be bumper to bumper the entire time. You're going to very well run into a situation where a 225 guy, basically a 2-to-1 driver, is within 20 feet of a driver who's 30-to-1 at the end. They're going to be right there next to each other. The opportunity is available. We're not talking about like an intermediate track, 300 miles. You know, Gibbs at 2-to-1 in an Xfinity race where he wins and everybody's a lap down or he wins by 5 seconds. Like, yeah, of course. He should have been 2-to-1. But in this race where, boy, a bump here, a bump there, a spin there, one last restart, I do not want to chase a 2-to-1. I would much rather take the 10, 15, 20, 30-to-1 guy who is going to be there at the end, who's literally going to be within feet of him. These odds are really appealing at the bottom, and I will make justifications for all of them. So thanks for joining me. Let's have a really good podcast talking about the All-Star Open race on Saturday night. Should be a fun weekend in North Wilkesboro. Hopefully it stays dry. I don't think it will. We will start at the bottom. We will work our way to the top. Timmy Hill, 50,000. Can't go there. Am I going to take the 500-to-1 guy? Sorry. Can't run the logic in my head. How many times you got to run the simulation? Speaking of simulation, incredible simulation theory podcast by Joe Rogan recently. Got to check that one out. Big fan of simulation theory. I believe in it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a man of faith. I believe in God. And I also believe in simulation theory. And I've got some unique stories I can tell you about affirmations and simulation glitches and it working. So, but I'll save that for another day. Casgrawl 300, can't get there either. You know, when I run the scenario or the simulation where Casgrawl gets there, it's more likely that these other guys get there first. Remember, we're picking a winner. This isn't DFS. We need winners. And again, speaking of winners, Dan Hemrick's won one race. Boy, I got a scratchy throat. My apologies, folks. Right, I'm back. Daniel Hemrick, one win in his career. Probably not going to try to bet him to win again. Ever. Talk about simulations. How many simulations do you have to run to get a simulation where Daniel Hemrick wins actually two career life races? Pretty rough. It's a tough deck of cards he's been dealt. Rough life. Yeah, rough life. Constantly getting good ride after good ride after good ride. So would say the simulations worked out pretty well for him. Either way, I'm not on those guys. Harrison Burton, maybe you want to start making a case for him. It's tough. This car has not been good this season. They have shown a little bit of improvement. But the first thing that we do need to note is we have not run the short track package in quite a while. You got to go back to Martinsville to see that package. And although Burton has been a little bit better, we can ignore a Talladega result. But his finishes have been better at Darlington, at Dover. But that is in the intermediate track package. And it's something absolutely to keep in mind going into this weekend for the All-Star Open and in DFS if you're building All-Star lineups. And, yeah, so any way that you approach North Wilkesboro, any contest, betting, or through DFS, remember, we're shifting back to a different package. There's also going to be the whole tire issue, which we'll just put that to the side. But we won't completely put the tire issue to the side. Now, I might as well mention that before we get into Burton, because it is a real scenario where we don't know what's going to happen with the tire. So, again, we have a large variable that is unknown, that could turn things on their head, that could turn this race upside down, and favorites are not favorites, and long shots surprise us because of the tire. Why would you not jump on some of these longer odds? Burton may be too deep. We're going to get to Haley and some crew that are possibilities. Hemrick Grala Hill probably too deep, but the tire worth exploring. Now, real quick, on our open race, just some information to give it to you because you deserve it. 100 lap open, we'll have an all-star caution at lap 50, at which time teams must perform a four-tire pit stop. Pit crews will play a large role in deciding who wins. Look at the pit data. You can get that data at Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet. I got the data. $15. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, description below. You'll get that data. You could use that to make better all-star open bets, all-star race bets. But in the open, fast pit crew is going to matter. For practice, the heat races, and all-star open, teams will have the option to start on any tire. Again, we got a large variable, folks. Who knows how this tire is going to play out, what it will change. And there's a lot of guessing that's going to happen. We've got new pavement at this track. Nothing is certain. Do you agree with me? Like, man, yeah, this is kind of out there. Maybe there are some long shots. But even if you have the slight hint of doubt, even if there is a little bit of concern, like, yeah, pavement, yeah, they've only raced this track twice, yeah, the drivers don't have a lot of experience, yeah, there's a tire thing going on, yeah, I'm going to drink a bunch of beer on Memorial Day weekend. Hey, what are you talking about? But, yeah, there's stuff going on. There's enough going on that why are you making a 2-to-1 bet? Why are you even making a 5-to-1 bet? Why do these bets even exist? How dare they place a driver at 2-to-1 when we're talking about a borderline Daytona, Talladega type of situation. I know it's not that extreme, that it's a bit of an exaggeration, but are you certain and confident you know exactly how this thing's going to play out? It's a short track, no one can pass. Yeah, I get it. All right, 2-1, cool. Pavement, new tire, pit crews, volatile drivers. There's enough in there. There's enough doubt that says, man, I ain't doing 2-1 or 5-1. There's enough doubt to say, I can chase. I can definitely go deep into the well. I am going to dig deeper. Always love finding gold in the earth, heart, and cold. Always surprised to find more. Always surprised to find more. I've been just murdering those lyrics and the melody. Whatever. So back to the big story. Back to the big picture. Back to the bets that we like. Lightning speed. Get to it, my man. I know I gotta get to it before the treadmill shuts down. Don't want to burn this thing out like I burned the last one out. You want to make an argument for burning? That's fine. I don't think there's going to be that much chaos involved. Ignore these projections. I don't know why I have these on the screen. Those are old from previous things. Ignore them. Sorry. I can't get to Burton, but I can get to Justin Haley. And I've been talking Justin Haley up all week. I love Justin Haley's crew chief, Chris Lawson. I don't know why I wasn't looking more at Chris Lawson earlier this season. Shame on me, shame on you, shame on us all. Justin Haley also is a pretty good race car driver. Copy of that. Jeez, so hard. Let me put up Chris Lawson's stats, folks. And you see this dude do some work. Has been successful everywhere as a crew chief. You go back to the old K&N West days with Todd Gilley. They won a championship. Championship! 4 wins out here. They go over. They reunite a little bit years later at Front Row Motorsports in the Truck Series. Pretty solid goes. Pretty solid races. 4 wins or 4 top fives. Gets a win for Todd Gilley in 2021 with Front Row. Not too shabby. Oh, then he teams up with Zane Smith and they win a championship. And then with Zane Smith in 2023. And then he parts ways. Rick Ware nabs him up, brings him in, new to the Cup Series. Look, we've seen Truck Series crew chiefs struggle at first. Even the great Rudy Fugle going from KBM to the Cup Series. It's a different vehicle. The setups aren't going to be the same. It's going to take a little bit of time, even for the best. Fugle figured it out eventually. Lawson seems to be figuring out pretty quickly when we look, and even Todd Gilliland. Wait, what did I want to look at for? I think I got another Lawson link in here, don't I? Do I not have another Lawson link? I don't. Well, let's just do it real quick. Oh, we're going long. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I already have it on. This is his crew chief stats. What I want to look at is, oh, hell, just move on. The point is, Justin Haley's good. Look at these speeds. Now, again, it's been improvements at the intermediate track package, and you can say, well, wasn't there in the short track package. You're right. That is a cause for concern. But there is speed in this car, truck. Lawson has set up well at Martinsville in the past. He set up well with Zane Smith. He set up well with Todd Gilliland. Throwing the Chris Lawson stats on the screen, Martinsville. I know it's not North Wilkesboro, but it's as close as it gets. Last race, 2022, that he set up for, Zane Smith, 55 laps led. 2021, Martinsville. Todd Gilley led 133 laps at Front Row. Gets wrecked at the end. Lawson clearly has a decent idea of how to set this car up. Haley, sure, a little bit concerned, but the speed is there. Oh, by the way, remember a couple years ago he was kind of battling for that LA Coliseum win? You might vaguely remember that. We can also look just last year at the laps. Hey, I got those in the spreadsheet, Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet, Venmo, PayPal. You can get all the specific notes from the race if you want, or you can just simply look at the laps. We can look if you want to get an idea of the flow of the race. Yeah, track position matters, and the guys that start up front mainly finish up front, but that's not completely the case. We can see here we get a competition caution, which we will again get a competition caution, restack the field and wreck the field. That's why I like taking the longer bets. What did he just say? I said restack the field and wreck the field. You're going to open the door for one of those drivers with longer odds to get up front and to be in position to possibly steal a win. It's an exhibition race. Ain't nobody care about wrecking each other. What do you mean? Well, we'll come back to the restart wrecks in a second, but on lap 77, Ty Gibbs is leading. Ty Gibbs is gapping the field. Ty Gibbs runs into Michael McDowell, lapper, who decides, hey, remember Ty, when you crowded me on the restart at the beginning of the race? I'm going to door you. I'm a lap down. You're getting ready to lap me. And Michael McDowell, nicest guy on the planet, apparently, basically almost tries to take him out, dude. What? And Josh Berry takes the lead. Huh? You want to bet Ty Gibbs at 2-1? And then some old dude gets mad because he got bumped out of short track. And so then he goes out three laps down with the sole intention of effing with Ty Gibbs. There was no penalty. There was no conversation in the trailer. They let McDowell get away with it. They knew what McDowell was doing. McDowell was out there doing the classic, oh, here we go. We're going to just go fuck with people. Did I actually cuss there? Sorry. Yeah, take your 2-1 guy. Now, going back, restack them, rack them, and wreck them. Restack them, rack them, wreck them. Restack them, rack them, wreck them. And if we do this, there's a very good chance you can take some of those longer odds. Have some fun on Saturday night. Come on. And going back to my Haley conversation, Haley was hit first on lap 56. Not technically, but he lined up on the outside, had a chance. But, you know who restacks, racks, and wrecks him? Anyone want to take a guess who took Haley out? Yeah, Mike McDowell just decided to drive right through. And thanks, Michael McDowell. Speaking of Mickey D's, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App if you like this. Maybe you've already got access to the Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet. Mucho apreciado. I thank you for being a part of this team. We love the community, everything going on. Great vibes, good intentions. Keep those things going. If this is a simulation, you keep saying positive things, positive affirmations, it will come your way. I have gotten several jobs by speaking into the universe affirmations. You don't believe me? You don't have to, because it happened. It's happened multiple times. Simulations, glitches in the matrix, good vibes, good intentions. Keep them going on this channel. That's why I'm such a positive person here and not talking about drivers dying and constantly wishing for drivers to die. We don't do that here. We want to live, baby. Viva la NASCAR. Keep those positive vibes. Even with Michael McDowell, even with this treacherous hater, let's stay positive. Let's not worry about those haters. Be positive, embrace them, bring them in, change their mind. Mike, you don't have to wreck every driver that I like. You may remember even the last time he was in an All-Star Open race at Bristol, 2020, middle of COVID. He took out Bubba Wallace. Mickey D is 2-for-2 in his last All-Star Open races in wrecking people. So, hey. As long as, unfortunately, he's qualified for the race, so he's not going to be out there wrecking people this weekend. So, we could have used that volatility. Anyway, Justin Haley had an opportunity to win that race. We love Haley. Yeah, we would love to see a little bit more short track boost. But, seriously, as I talked about earlier this week in the podcast, he's running well. He looks good. He looked good at this racetrack. Remember, he almost won that Coliseum race. Come on. And it's 80-1 on Justin Haley? The dude got a top 10 at Darlington last week. What are we doing? You should be running to your phone right now and jamming him in. if your reason is like, well, he wasn't great at Martinsville and Richmond. All right. Yeah, he finished 30th against all the Cup Series regulars. Sure, it's not going to be easy to beat Ty Gibbs or Bubba Wallace's Toyota, but he's got a pretty good shot, and you're getting him at 80-1? Okay. Zane Smith. Now, here's the story I'll say with Zane Smith, with Corey LaJoy, and to a lesser extent, Carson Hosipper. The Spire cars have run well recently. Asterisks right next to that, because recently, intermediate track package, plate race, intermediate. So, good thing, DFS-wise, if you are tracking Hosipper, if you are tracking LaJoy, and are tracking Zane Smith, they found a little bit of speed. Maybe not all the speed in the short track package. So that means I much rather play Haley. And that's a good thing, actually, right? If we're worried about Haley in the short track package, we are comparing apples to apples, remember, not Haley to Kyle Larson. Not any of these drivers are necessarily doing well in that package either. So if none of them are doing great in this package, then give me the 80-1 guy. Now, one of the things that we could navigate towards is pit crew times. And LaJoy's not going to give you that at the moment. Full stops where we measure in and out. And four tires is 30th in the field. That's the whole field. Four tires, pit crew only, 30th in the field. Zane slow, Haley slow, no edger advantage there. Austin Dillon at 50-1. It should be a car that can win this race. It should be a car that gets a top 20 every week. It is not a car that competes every week. It is not a car that gets top 20s. Look at your screen. Austin Dillon finished 16th at Las Vegas, 8th at Texas in a crazy race, and then blah. Can't do it, can't get there, not interested. Now, look at the pit crew for Austin Cindric. We got a pit stop midway through this race. If Austin Cindric, who has demonstrated some speed over the weeks in the intermediate track package, but also in the short track package, 23rd, apples to apples. Yes, he ranks 20, he had a 23rd place finish at Richmond and Martinsville, behind the Kyle Larsons and the William Byrons and the Denny Hamlins. 23rd is better than the Lemons class. It's better than the LM Le Mans C class. That's top of the class. He will be there at the end competing for this win. He has enough speed and enough talent and enough car. So then maybe the deciding factor is that he has a very fast pit crew. Competition, caution, he takes the lead. You just hit 50-1, folks. Rush to the window. Grab your phone. Why are you not betting this now? Who cares what his speed is in practice? I don't care where he qualifies at. The only thing that can happen in practice and qualifying is it's going to make his odds less long. And you're going to get him at 20-1. I hope you're watching this video early in the morning. Hurry up and get this thing posted online now. Nemeth wreck. Nemeth checks fine. But again, it doesn't really check any boxes here that I would rather go with Cindric. Not really excited about it. Hosipper I could give a bump to. Above his Spire teammates. Again, right, intermediate track package for Spire has been good. But he has been halfway decent, if not really good, in the short track package. At Phoenix, at Richmond, at Martinsville, there's something there. You go back to last year's North Wilkesboro truck race. I believe he also participated in the Cars Tour races last year. He had an average running position in that truck race of 5th. I believe it was the 3rd best, and not too far behind Kyle Larson and Corey Heim. He led laps. He ran fast laps. You might want to mark in your DFS truck series brain, Phil Gould was setting up for Hosipper in that race. So Phil Gould will be, again, setting up a Nice truck for Ross Chastain in your DFS truck series contest. Going back to Hosipper, yeah, short track package, check. North Wilkesboro experience, check. Good at North Wilkesboro, check. aggressive driver, which is what we need because we are betting wins. And we'll have to deal with the spins. But we don't want guys to settle for top 10s. If you get that big win, you have yourself a big Memorial Day weekend. And when you're having that big Memorial Day weekend and you're firing up your glizzies, think about me and hit that Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. Swing it my way. It's a little tip. Maybe I can get some extra ketchup. Maybe I can get a little bit of extra mustard on my dog. Appreciate it. You're welcome. Hey, it's Friday, folks. We're having a little bit of fun today, if you haven't noticed. But Hosover at 31, sure. Still like Cindric and Haley the most. Hosover, I would explore. The others, not as spicy. Priest should be good at this track. Has had some SHR speed before. He did finish 10th at Martinsville. Had a pretty good driver rating that race. So it wasn't really much of a glitch, as we would expect. SHR 4 Tap typically been good at the short flat tracks, but it is Ryan Preece. So I'm not as bullish. And at 9-1, no thank you. Don't see it happening. Eric Jones at 11-1. Not out there, not crazy. You can see 14th of Richmond, 12th of Martinsville, gets more out of his car than anyone else. Should be competitive. I would probably rather go to Jones. Much rather go to Todd Gillen, as we mentioned before, when we were talking about Chris Lawson. Gilly, good at Martinsville. I would expect Martinsville stats to translate over to North Wilkesboro. That's in the truck series, but he was also good at Martinsville in the Cup series with his 13th place finish. Don't rule him out at 30-1. So I like Cindric. I like Haley. To a lower, lesser extent, Hosover and Gilly. We're betting bets. If I like those guys, I'm probably not really in on Jones or Priest. They have a decent shot. Josh Berry should be a favorite. 8-1. It's really not bad considering this is the late model legend, short track superstar, winner of the previous All-Star Open. And he was doing that as a part-time driver, jumping into that Alex Bowman ride full-time, really trending in the right direction, looking good. Wish the pit crew's a little bit better, but going in the right direction, 8-1, not terrible. Same thing with Chase Briscoe, but we're getting to the point where I don't really know if I want to take these guys. They're good, fine plays. They're going to be right there in the top five. If you expect more volatility, I think you chase the longer odds. If you think that maybe we are exaggerating the situation, then yeah, this is a really good sweet spot with Briscoe, who has been great in the next gen package. At the short flat tracks, doing the shifting thing, can compete, can work his way around this track. You would expect him to put together pretty good results. And he's been decent, took a little bit of a step back this year. But again, 10th at Martinsville against the entire field. Now, when we compare apples to apples, he's in the lemons class for this race. That's really good. One of the best. Briscoe and Berry. Like, if you are flirting with Jones or Priest, just go take a little lower odds with Briscoe and Berry. And I would expect once we have practice and qualifying, you're not going to get 7-1 or 8-1 anymore. That's probably going to decrease. So better go grab that now. Not as bullish on Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman does have some short track wins, but those were in the old package, not in the next gen car. He did not participate last year at North Wilkesboro due to injury. So 7-1 on Bowman, not crazy about. He does check the box being fast at Martinsville. He will have a Hendrick car. Getting a Hendrick car in the All-Star Open is very significant. 7-1. He's a good guy also, though, if you have belief in the way they're headed and in the direction they're going in, he could absolutely whip the field, right? Short track, right down the road. Hendrick wants to get all the cars in there. 7-1. If you like Briscoe and Berry, then you have to like Bowman as well. And he is another driver where I could see his odds significantly decreasing once we see him unload, look comfortable. The only reason you wouldn't bet him right now, if you are going up and not chasing longer odds, the only reason you would avoid Bowman is because you're putting a impetus on the fact that he did not participate at this racetrack last season. And hey, he's a race car driver. It's a short, flat track. It would be beautiful for him to get more reps. But He's not competing against Larson in this race. He's competing against the Le Mans class. So that's fine. Then we get towards the top. I think Gregson's probably overvalued way too much. Too reckless for me. I just don't see a scenario where Gregson wins this race. Bubba could win. Ty could win. But I'm not interested in 2-1 or 5-1. That'll do it. Thanks for joining me. Have some fun playing your All-Star Open. Leave a tip on the way out. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. You don't have to. You can at least leave a like on the way out. Subscribe on the way out. Recruit others to this beautiful place. As I mentioned, man, you want this sheet. You want to have some fun. Watch the video so that Memorial Day weekend on that Sunday or Saturday, you're just watching racing and chilling and only casually looking at the stats, not sequestering yourself in a far-off corner on a computer while other people are getting down to the cha-cha slide and sliding glizzies down their throat and chuggling and guzzling their preferred light beers, or maybe they're really into it and they like IPAs, or maybe they've got the mixers out, the seltzers out. Who knows? It's Memorial Day weekend to celebrate in the beautiful country that is America. God bless this nation. God bless you. I'm blessed to have you here. I do truly love you guys. You mean a lot to me. Love this community. What we have grown here this season. I wish I would have done it sooner. I wish we would have come together sooner, but we have now. And in this present moment, everything is great. Everything is good. Everything is awesome. Trip to life, fantastic.